We would like to use some Bible verses for mutual encouragement.
在我们开始进入大会之前，我们用几节圣经来做互相勉励。
Shall we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3?
让我们看到哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21 and 22.
哥林多前书第三章第二十一、二十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21.
哥林多前书三章二十一节。
Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours.
十一节，所以无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的。
The Bible says that all things are yours.
圣经说到万有全是你们的。
Verse 22.
第二十二节。
Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come.All are yours. And again, you give details concerning all these stuff are yours.
在第二十二节也讲到更详细的说到这些事情都是我们的。
Therefore, that no one boast in men.
所以他也讲到不可拿人来夸口。
In the church Corinth, they boast in men.
在哥林多教会他们常拿人来夸口。
They says that some of them says that they belong to Peter.
他们有的人说他们是属于彼得的。
Peter evidently was the leaders in the Jewish Christian world.
彼得在犹太人的基督徒里面算是一个领导。
Some people says that they belong to Paul.
有些人说他们是属保罗。
Paul had many gifts, especially in evangelism.
保罗有很多的恩赐。最重要的是在传道上的恩赐。
Some people says that they belong to Apollo.
有些人说他们是属亚波罗的。
Apollo has the great gift in Bible interpretation.
亚波罗他的恩赐是在于解释圣经。
Some people say we belong to Christ. Eventually, evidently, they say that they are very spiritual.
有些人说他们是属于基督的，因为他们非常的属灵。
Actually, if you become a division and say you are spiritual.It is also wrong in the house of God.
如果我们说我们是属灵的，但是我们造成结党的话，这也是在神的家里。
The Bible here says that workers belong to believers, but in Christian Corinthian church, they think that believers belong to workers.
圣经上教导我们，工人是属于信徒的。但是在哥林多教会，他们却认为信徒是属于工人。
Therefore, they focus and emphasize on the gifts of the workers.
所以他们就很注重工人的恩赐。
Today, emphasize on the gifts of people actually is very common understanding in the society.
在现在这个世界上注重人的恩赐是很正常的。
I still remember the last NBA champions was Miami Heat.
我还记得上一季的NBA 的总冠军是迈阿密热火队。
When Pat Riley was interviewed concerning their championship,
在他们的总教练被访问的时候
，Pat Riley says that he can trade the whole team just for Wade. The MVP at that time was Wade something.
Wade. Yeah. 所以他认为他们。全队都像他们他那个最有价值的球员一样。
He think he can trade the whole team for Wade. He believed that Wade was the most important key member in the team.
他认为他可以将整队都换掉，甚至只要留他那个最有价值的球员。
Meaning that Wade is even more important than Shaquille O'Neal.
所以他认为这位最有价值的球员，甚至比欧尼尔还要更。
This kind of concept we might bring into the church and you know focus on the gift of certain workers.
所以这种的观念有时候我们也会带到教会来，我们注重于工人的一些恩赐。
But as a matter of fact, the Bible says that you know all the workers belong to us.
但是圣经告诉我们，所有的工人都是属于我们。
We are more important in the eyes of God than the workers actually.
我们信徒在神的眼中甚至比工人的价值还高。
And then the Bible also also says over here the world also belongs to you.
在这里，圣经也讲到这个世界也是属于我们的。
Recently, I'm reading a book. It is a book written by Josepha, Josepha, he is the very famous historian in Jewish history.
我最近在读一本书，他这个作这本书的作者是约瑟夫，他是一位非常有名的犹太历史的作者。
He read human history from the days of creation to his generation.
他记载了。
From the days of creation.
他记载了他的这个世界的历史从从创世的那日开始一直到。
From the eyes of a historian, he says that Earth is the center of the universe.
从历史学家的眼中看来，他认为地球是是宇宙的中心。
So he says that all the sun, moon, stars are simply decorations for the Earth.
所以他认为我们看到这些星星或者是月亮、太阳都是为了地球而做装饰。
In other words, if God did not create a human being, he says that there's no need for sun, moon, and stars.
所以他说，如果神没有造人的话，这些其他东西都不是都没有任何作用。
I kind of agree with his point of view.
我有点认同他的想法。
The Bible here says even the world belongs to you.
在这里讲到甚至世界都是属于你。
God created the world for the sake of you.
神创造这个世界是为了你们。
So you can enjoy the beautiful scenery in the universe.
所以我们可以享受这个宇宙间的美这。
Yes, even though nowadays the world temporarily belongs to Satan.
虽然现在暂时的这个世界是属于撒旦。
But God overcomes Satan.
但是神是胜过撒旦。
Therefore, we are above the world. We are above. By the power of God, we can overcome the temptation of Satan also.
所以我们是在这世界之上了，借着神的力量，我们可以胜过撒旦的试探。
So the world also belongs to you.
所以这世界也是属于你们的。
And the things present and life and death also belong to you.
这里有讲到或生或死也是属于你们的。
Actually, as a human being, we cannot control life neither death.
成为人类，我们没有办法控制生死。
But Jesus already overcome death.
但是耶稣已经胜过死亡。
And Jesus said, "I am the gate of the sheep."
耶稣也说到，我是羊的门。
When the sheep come in and out from this gate, they shall receive abundant life.
当羊群进入这个门之后，他会领受到生命。
So today, abundant life belongs to you.
所以这富足的生命是属于你们的。
When many people have many a feeling of emptiness, loneliness, sorrow, and suffering, actually we can transform from those kind of feelings.
但现在的世界上很多人感到忧虑忧愁或者是伤心，但是我们可以胜过这些的。
Because abundant life belongs to you.
因为这富足的生命是属于你们的。
And death is also belong to you.
死也是属于你们的。
When people die on earth, it is called death.
当人在世界上死了，我们说死了。
When you die on earth, the Bible says you are asleep.
但是当我们信徒在世界上死过世之后，圣经说我们睡着。
Jesus overcome death. Therefore, by the power of Jesus, death also belongs to us. We can overcome death also.
所以借着耶稣的力量，我们也可以胜过死亡。
And Bible here says that present thing and the things to come also belong to you. It's yours.
在圣经也讲到现今的事或将来的事也是属于你们的。
Nowadays, Jesus give us peace and joy. Those are belong to you. Those are things that you can see on earth.
神给我们平安跟喜乐，这是我们可以在这世界上看到的。
The things to come, that is the future kingdom prepared by our Father.
在那将来的事，也就是之后我们会领受到的。
The imaginable beautiful world that the Lord has prepared for us is also belong to us.
这神所为我们所预备这美好无比的的国度是已经预备给我们的。
Really, we shall be very grateful because all things are for us.
所以我们必须要我们要很喜乐，因为所有事情都是我们的。
Wednesday, I saw a coyote in our community.
上星期三我在我们的社区看到一只狼。
Coyote, huh? Coyote. 土狼, huh?
土狼, yeah.
At the beginning, I don't believe it is a coyote because superficially it looks like a dog.
在刚开始我不认为它是一只兔狼，因为它我看刚开始看起来它像一只狗。
But later on, my kids and the neighbor's kids insist it's the coyote because the mouth is very different.
之后我的小孩跟我说它是一只兔狼，因为它的嘴是不同的。
And the legs is a lot is different also.
它的脚也不一样。
I still do not believe in it. And later on, I try to see and I look at the way it runs. Indeed, it runs very different from dogs.
所以我之后观察它的跑步的方式，它的跑的方法也跟狗不一样。
Because nearby Acadia, there are some mountains over there, and sometimes some coyotes may went astray and went to the community.
在 Acadia.
And come into the community.
在 Acadia 那边有许多的山，所以有些土狼都会来到社区中。
You know, brother and sister, in spiritual world, we are not any lost coyotes. We are lions. Which have victorious life.
但是在属灵生活上，我们弟兄姐妹们不会像那只走失路的这只兔狼，我们像是一只狮子。
Jesus Christ is like the lion who overcome everything.
耶稣就像狮子一样胜过这一切。
And he grabbed everything so that everything can belong to us.
他胜过一切，所以所有的都能够是属于我们。
That's why today we have general meeting.
所以今天我们有信徒大会。
General meeting have, you know, we shall all participate in the futures of church direction because everything belongs to you.
我们大家说都要参与，是要为了教会以未来的方向。
You are the kings in the kingdom of God.
我们在神的国度是掌权的。
You have authority with God.
我们跟神一起有这个权柄。
So how great our status is.
所以我们的身份是多么的
All things are yours. Yeah.
万有全是。
But please read verse 23.
我们再看到二十三节。
But you are, First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 23.
格林多前书第三章第二十三节。
Maybe we read from 21 again, huh?
我们从二十一节可以再念一次。
Therefore, that no one boasts in men, for all things are yours. 22.
22.
Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world, or the life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. 23. And you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Even though everything belongs to us, but we belong to Christ.
虽然万有全是我们的，但是我们是属基督的。
Just like Christ belonged to Father, belonged to God.
就好像基督是属神的。
When Christ was on earth, he says that he only said the words that the Father instructed him to say.
当耶稣还在这世界上的时候，他只说这神教导他的话。
He only do whatever God want him to do.
他只做神希望他做的事。
He submitted to the will of God.
他顺服神的旨意。
Today the same thing, the church needed to submit himself to Christ.
所以现在教会也是一样，要向基督来顺服。
Yes, all things are yours.
的确，所有事情万有都是我们的。
You can make decisions.
我们可以做决定。
But our decisions cannot go against to the teachings of Christ.
但是我们的决定不能够违背神耶稣的教训。
Because Jesus said, "I am the truth, I am the way, I am the life."
因为耶稣说过，我是道路、真理、生命。
So everything that Jesus says, when we can make all kinds of decisions, but everything that we made cannot go against the teachings of Christ.
所以我们不管做任何决定，我们都不可以去违背基督的命令。
And as a worker of God, we are obligated to remind you the teachings of Christ.
身为神的工人，我们要来提醒各位基督的教训。
And therefore we all submitted to the truth.
所以我们全部都能够向真理来顺服。
So while the church is practicing democracy ways, this kind of democracy is very different from the democracy in the society.
所以教会中的民主跟世界上的民主不同。
In the society, the democracy is that we are the boss.
在世界上的民主是讲到我们就是在
We can do everything as we like as a whole body.
我们全体我们要做什么就可以做什么。
But in the church, yes, indeed, everything's are ours.
在教会的确万有都是我们
的。Therefore, we can make decisions with Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以借着圣灵来做决定。
But everything still belongs to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
但是所有的还是属基督的，而基督又是属神。
So Christ is our head.
所以基督是我们的头。
So everything we shall do in harmony and listening to the instruction of Christ also.
所以我们任何的事情都要在和平中来做，然后来。顺服基督的教训。
So before we have general meeting, just like to use this kind of topic for mutual encouragement.
所以在我们信徒大会之前，我希望用这个题目来做互相
的勉励。May the Lord continue to guide our meeting, and may all the will of God be done on earth at least in heaven.
所以让愿神继续带领我们的大会，然后愿神的旨意就行在地上，就如同行在天上。
We're going to pray to conclude at the same time for the next section is general meeting.
所以我们现在一起祷告来结束这个讲道，然后让我们也为信徒大会来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
让我们一起跪下来祷告。